The gospel reading today finds us listening in on Jesus speaking with his friends between the triumphal entry into Jerusalem and Jesus' arrest and subsequent execution. In those liminal few days, Jesus has cast the moneylenders out of the temple and has sparred with the religious authorities. As Jesus knowingly nears his own end, so too Jesus is thinking about the end, what will happen to the temple, to Jerusalem, and even Jesus' friends. And the end won't be pretty. They will arrest you and persecute you, Jesus tells them. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors. And then Jesus adds, this will give you the opportunity to testify. The opportunity to testify. Great. Thanks, Jesus. Some opportunity. This sounds like a straight-up Tom Sawyer move. But instead of being conned into whitewashing a fence, you get to be betrayed by your family and friends and die at the end. Sign me up. And yet, this is the gospel. And as such, this opportunity to testify is somehow good news. So what is Jesus talking about? Let's look at testify. A testis is a witness. A witness is someone who knows a piece of knowledge through personal experience. An eyewitness is someone who saw a crime occur. An expert witness speaks about a specific subject of which she has firsthand knowledge. But the word underneath testify in our text is actually martyr. To martyr also means to testify or to witness. However, to use the word martyr in the translation today might give the wrong connotation. First of all, martyr didn't initially always connote suffering. Like we understand martyr today. And secondly, and more importantly, we've thoroughly defanged the term. Martyr, as it is now commonly used, has been largely relegated to the world of histrionic mothers-in-law. But being a martyr just means to tell the truth. And herein lies the opportunity. What Jesus knows is that there is something deeply mysterious, deeply powerful, and deeply divine about truth. Jesus knows that God's own word is truth, that truth is cosmically redemptive, that truth casts light and scatters the darkness of the world. But we know this too, don't we? We know that truth is redemptive because we see truth's redemption in our own lives and in the lives of those we love. Our siblings in the LGBTQ community know what it is to be set free when they tell the truth about who they are. Closets kill, but the truth gives life. So too, those who have been sexually assaulted know the power of telling the truth to themselves, to those they love, and the criminal justice system. We even see redemptive truth when the walls between a couple come tumbling down and the truth is laid bare. When you can look at each other and say, I'm not happy. How do we fix this? Truth is redemptive, but truth also comes at a cost. Gays have been shunned or scorned or dragged behind pickup trucks. Victims of sexual assault have lost jobs and reputations and relationships for simply telling the truth. Admitting the truth in a partnered relationship can cost the relationship. And history has shown time and time again that where people tell the truth, the price can be dear. Early scientists burned at the stake for heresy. Suffragists beaten and force-fed, civil rights activists shot up at lunch counters or strung up in trees. So perhaps we are correct to link the word for telling the truth with suffering. And yet, to martyr, to tell the truth, is still an opportunity. After describing the perils set before the disciples, knowing full well the cost that Jesus himself would bear, that his best friends would bear, Jesus says, "By your endurance, you will gain your souls." Said another way, in another gospel, the truth will make you free. We're living at a time when the truth is terribly abused and lies are tearing our nation apart. There is a good reason why thou shalt not bear false witness is in the Ten Commandments. Truth is the bedrock of how we relate to each other. Truth is the foundation that grounds our relationships. And when the truth is replaced by lies, the bottom falls out. Lies rip apart the seams of the fabric of our country, our civic and our family relationships. Lies rip apart what we believe and why we believe it. That the very country that was founded on the idea of self-evident truths should be rendered so vulnerable by lies is a cruel irony. We cannot move forward without bravely telling the truth about our past, without telling the truth about our present. There will be a cost to telling the truth. There usually is. But without the truth, there is no redemptive future. Carved into the stone at the library at Virginia Theological Seminary is a saying of one of the deans, William Sparrow. It reads, "Seek the truth, come whence it may, cost what it will." The truth is costly. The truth may cost you everything you love. And yet, when we speak the truth, we gain our souls. Amen.